Imagine a world champion being defeated at an ancient board game by a machine that makes moves no human would consider. This happened in 2016 when AlphaGo defeated Lee Sedol at Go, seeming to confirm our deepest hopes and fears about intelligent machines. Yet this achievement represents something fundamentally different than the sentient robots of science fiction. Artificial intelligence isn't about machines becoming intelligent in the human sense. They remain tools following instructions. AI is the latest evolution in humanity's long history of tool creation, from stone implements to agricultural tools to complex machines. Like a car outrunning Olympic sprinter Usain Bolt, AI outperforms humans in specific domains without possessing consciousness or self-awareness. The wonder isn't that machines have become intelligent, but that human ingenuity has created tools that perform increasingly sophisticated tasks in ways that sometimes appear magical. When you ask Siri about your doctor's appointment, your device processes information according to programmed instructions called algorithms, methodical procedures similar to cooking recipes. Computer science brilliantly treats these algorithms themselves as information. Rather than building specialized machines for each task, we create computers that process data by following instructions written in memory. Modern computers store both data and algorithms coded in specific languages. Programming requires detailed step-by-step instructions, an extremely limiting process. To simplify this, engineers created programming languages and interpreters, allowing programmers to build upon existing programs to create increasingly complex ones. AI consists of writing specific programs that perform tasks typically requiring human mental processes. As Marvin Minsky defined in 1968, AI builds computer programs to perform tasks currently done better by humans because they require high-level mental processes like perception, learning, and critical reasoning. Machine learning isn't about programs learning independently in nature. It's about using the computer's ability to modify data, including program data. Computer scientists use sophisticated programs that extract the right answers automatically from data sources, reducing the burden of writing programs manually. However, creating AlphaGo required years of work. Engineers had to write an initial program to observe Go games, then a second program to determine optimal moves. The result is specific to Go and can't simply be reused for other games without significant modification. Despite their incredible speed, billions of operations per second, computers face insurmountable computational barriers with complex problems. A calculation requiring 10 billion operations might take seconds, but one needing 100 trillion operations would take an entire day. These limitations become critical when designing practical algorithms. Consider creating a school schedule for just 15 classes in 10 rooms. This generates 6 billion, billion, billion possibilities, far beyond what even the fastest computers can process by brute force. This challenge faced Alan Turing when deciphering German Enigma codes during World War II. Simply trying all possible combinations wasn't feasible. Many problems AI tackles, chess, facial recognition, scheduling, translation, autonomous driving, have theoretical complexities beyond practical computation. AI algorithms, therefore, seek approximate solutions that work reasonably well in reasonable time, accepting occasional errors as the trade-off for feasibility. What makes AI intelligent isn't finding perfect solutions, but acceptable ones within computational constraints. When your GPS reroutes you around traffic, it's not finding the mathematically optimal path through all possible routes, it's using clever shortcuts to find a good enough solution quickly. This compromise between perfection and practicality embodies the fundamental principle of artificial intelligence. Chess represents a perfect challenge for demonstrating machine intelligence, requiring years of human training, yet presenting too many possibilities to program explicitly. Claude Shannon calculated approximately 10 to the 120 possible chess games, vastly more than the number of atoms in the universe. IBM's Deep Blue, which defeated Garry Kasparov in 1997, didn't analyze every possible move. Instead, it used the Minimax algorithm with alpha-beta pruning to evaluate board positions and search 15-16 moves ahead. The public found Deep Blue's victory unimpressive because they recognized it relied on brute computational force rather than genuine strategic understanding, like a heavyweight wrestler defeating a skilled lightweight judoka. Yet this illustrates AI's fundamental nature, achieving human comparable results through entirely different methods. Modern AI has evolved beyond these early approaches. Machine learning algorithms like decision trees and support vector machines learn from examples rather than following explicit instructions. Neural networks, inspired by the human brain, process information through layers of interconnected nodes, each performing simple calculations that collectively produce complex behaviors. The mid-2010s witnessed a computational revolution with graphics processing units, GPUs, enabling deep learning, neural networks with many layers capable of learning complex patterns. Google's AlphaGo combined these techniques with reinforcement learning, allowing the system to generate its own training examples through self-play rather than relying solely on human examples. Some of AI's most powerful approaches draw inspiration from nature's efficient problem-solving mechanisms. Evolutionary algorithms maintain populations of solutions that reproduce, mutate, and compete for survival, gradually evolving toward optimal outcomes through successive generations, just like biological evolution. Rather than working with a single solution, these algorithms maintain a herd of solutions. These solutions reproduce to create new ones, with the weakest being eliminated through natural selection. Over successive generations, the population quality improves as better solutions survive and reproduce, while inferior ones are culled. Multi-agent systems offer another nature-inspired approach, like ant colonies where each ant performs simple, specific tasks that collectively create complex structures. These systems solve problems through the interaction of simple components working in coordination. The ant colony optimization algorithm applies multi-agent principles to problems like finding optimal delivery routes. Each agent calculates a random solution, then exchanges information with other agents about the solutions they found by leaving traces on the graph, mimicking how real ants leave pheromone trails. Through simple behaviors and interactions, the optimal solution gradually materializes without any agent being explicitly programmed to find it. Despite impressive achievements, current AI systems lack creative capacity and cannot transcend their programming parameters. Even autonomous vehicles have strictly limited autonomy within their design specifications. They won't turn against drivers unless explicitly programmed to do so. The real danger lies in how humans deploy AI technologies. Search engines and social media algorithms that help us access information can also be used to filter and control content, potentially enabling information dictatorships. Similarly, image recognition technology powering self-driving cars could be repurposed for autonomous weapons that identify and eliminate targets without human intervention. As AI enables machines to perform increasingly complex tasks that were recently exclusive to humans, we must consider their place in society and our relationship with them. One of artificial intelligence's greatest challenges is helping users understand what these intelligent machines actually do. This drives research into explainable AI algorithms that can articulate the basis for their decisions. Perhaps AI's greatest gift is helping us better understand ourselves. We study human task performance to build better machines, and this progress raises questions about human thinking mechanisms. As we continue developing these remarkable tools, we're not just creating thinking machines, we're gaining deeper insights into the nature of thought itself.